Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all your playoff needs are handled in one place. BetOnline. Latest odds and lines, including the most up-to-date team matchups for all your favorite sports. It's all right there at BetOnline. Sit down and head to the website today to get in on the action or use your mobile device. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, let's get down to business. An active lifestyle can cause hemorrhoids. That sucks. Lucky for you, they're south of the border. South of the border is a holistic approach to dealing with the affected area. Go to southoftheborder.com, use code AHOLE, A-H-O-L-E, get yourself 30% off. That's pretty rad. And this is not an area of your body you want to put bad ingredients in. Make sure you turn to South of the Border. Southoftheborder.com, code AHOLE. Where'd you get that hat, Mike? It's so dope. I know it is. Melon, M-E-L-I-N. You're out here on your farm in Texas in the humidity, and your head gets funky, but your hat won't. Melon's got you covered. 5 times more durable than any other hat on the market. Waterproof, you drop it while you're fishing, it floats right there on the water. You can wash it when it gets funky and it'll come right back into shape just like the day you got it. The most comfortable hat on the market, plus they got tons of different styles and fits. They even have a fit finder right there on the website. They got snapbacks, they come in classic, regular, extra large. Melon very, very rarely offers discounts, but right now you can get 30% off. So head to the website, melin.com/Mikey. Get yourself 30% off. Elevate your hat game and don't let it get in the way of your lifestyle. Melon hats, melon.com/Mikey.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mike Catherwood. Great to see you. I'm the Mikey who likes. My name's Mike. And that's how that works. You're you who is liked. That's why the show is named what it is. Hey, by the way, if you enjoy the show, which I really hope you do, please like, subscribe, check out my YouTube channel, sign up there, get subscribed, hit that little bell icon, do what you can do, because I've noticed doing these analytics, which is not something that I'm really into. I started doing this podcast as like a side gig, and I realized the other day I got a lot of positive comments about something that I posted, and one of my Patreon members wrote me this really heartwarming message, and I was like, hey, this podcast is actually pretty good. It's not just a little fun side project. And I started to kind of reinvest myself in it, to do it more as maybe my main gig. But if that's going to happen, I need you guys to do your part. It helps me out so much. Like, subscribe, comment, tell a friend, and check out my YouTube channel. Check out the podcast itself, and make sure you're signing up wherever you can, because it really does make a huge difference. And I really appreciate it. I'll put all the links in the show notes below. This episode is coming straight out of my life about something important that happened to me. Very good friend of mine, a guy I like very much, a guy I care for. He has a daughter who I like very much, who I care for. She's friends with my daughter. And they had to rush her to the emergency room because they found out, unbeknownst to them, that she's a type 1 diabetic. It got me thinking about stuff because it's one of those things that hits you, right? And you're like, oh gosh, I hope she's okay. And I'm thinking about health and whatnot and the health of my family, the health of myself. And I wanted to do an episode specifically geared towards something that I always say and that I want to implore to you is not something that's hypocritical. It's not something that I just talk about. It's not do as I say, do as I do. It's something that I do day in and day out. And I think it makes a huge difference. And you've heard me talk about it probably before, if you're at all familiar with this show. And that is make health the number one priority, and the aesthetic will be a byproduct of that. It always works out that way. Let me give you the biggest examples, okay? People talk about cardio, okay? The most effective way to lose fat quickly. And most people just get too consumed with weight loss overall. So they start doing tons of cardio. It's not very good for your health. What is really good for your health? Lots of staying active at a lower level, at a conversational pace where you're not labored in your breathing, aka walking. Walking's the best because it doesn't take any form training. Now, of course, if you're disabled, I'm sorry, if you're in a wheelchair, but aside from that, walking, getting out and walking, no one needs to work on their form. Everyone can do it. A nice brisk walk. I do 10-minute walks after every meal. It's been shown postprandial walks at a brisk pace, postprandial meaning immediately after you eat, has been shown to be more effective at regulating your blood sugar and increasing insulin sensitivity than any diabetic drug, including metformin. Did you hear that? 10-minute walks after your meals. Now, I'm eating 5-6 times a day, but mostly 3 larger meals. I just got done. I had my first meal. It's morning time here in Texas, and I went on my nice 10-minute walk, okay? It was my second walk of the day. I go for one right in the morning because I have to kind of get the dogs and the donkeys and the goats and everything taken care of. But I went on my immediately after my meal walk. Not only do you get an incredible mental health benefit from getting outside, not only do you get the automatic benefit that we've talked about when it comes to blood sugar and insulin sensitivity, but you're going to be racking up those steps, and I'm staying active, and I don't have to spend all that time in the gym doing the kind of cardiovascular work. Now, you may be saying, oh, it's just something that you can do to make up for an inability to get to the gym. No, in actuality, over the long term, it's actually better for you than doing a concerted effort at cardio, okay? So frequent, smaller walks at a brisk pace throughout the day is the number one form of cardio anyone can be doing, not only for your health, but down chain, it's gonna be beautiful for your aesthetics. I'm 175 pounds and I'm really lean and I carry a good amount of muscle at age 45. And every time, more importantly, every time I get my blood work done, and I do it about 4 times a year, it always comes back great. And that leads to the aesthetic, not vice versa. There is some carryover, but things that you can do to make an immediate impact on your aesthetics oftentimes will make you much unhealthier, much more unhealthy internally. Things like certain steroids, things like certain stimulants, these are wildly effective, okay? Wildly effective at getting you the aesthetic or the visual look that you're looking for in your progress with your body. They will make you internally less healthy. I'm doing things day in and day out that are making me more healthy and then downturn make me look better. It's absolutely important to me. I'm not trying to pretend like it's not. It's absolutely a priority. But making health number one priority and the aesthetic being a bystander, a byproduct of that, is the best way to go about it. Here's another example. If we're talking about a bodybuilder who's looking to increase his or her leg mass, okay, as far as pure hypertrophy and development of mechanical tension in your leg muscles, your hamstrings, your glutes, your quads, squats might not be the best. In fact, they probably aren't. If you could do leg presses really, really intensely with the right amount of volume and then leg extensions and leg curls, that might be, it probably is more beneficial when we're talking about a purely hypertrophic, model. stepping on stage, making your leg muscles grow, right? I am not going to deny that. I'm not going to sit here and say any different. There's a lot less systemic fatigue so that you can train more and more frequently and harder by doing those other exercises instead of squats. But what I get from making sure that I can squat weekly and with great intensity and that my form is not going to compromise my safety, the metabolic benefits, the health benefits, the blood sugar regulation, it's just myriad health benefits. And I choose to do that even though I know I could probably do better growing my leg muscles in a purely aesthetic sense by doing other exercises with a different level of volume and intensity. But I make sure I do my body weight exercises, my chin-ups, my pull-ups, my dips, my push-ups, my squat, my heavy back squats, forms of deadlifts that I can achieve safely. Everyone has different biomechanics. I understand. Like there's super tall, rangy dudes that are listening to this and they're like, I can't really squat. Fine. Look to the front squat. Look to the Bulgarian split squat. My point being is these movements where you're moving all of your body, these closed chain movements where you're moving your body through a range of motion as opposed to holding your body still and just moving your limbs, like the difference between a leg press and a squat. The model of moving your body and having more overall joint involvement, more complex movements, is going to give you much larger health benefits if you're wise enough to regulate the overall systemic fatigue and mind.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Safety. Do I squat as heavy as I used to when I was in my 20s? No, I don't. Do I squat as frequently or with a certain level of intensity that I used to? No. But at age 45, I actually squat deeper and I squat more safely and I have better form. And believe me, when I get done with those squats, because I do still push myself, I'm looking at that progressive overload. When I get done, I'm like, whoa, I only have to do that 3 times a week, you know? Good training, resistance training, 45 minutes a day for 3 times a week. That gives me such an immense level of health benefit when I'm also regulating my nutrition. That down chain, yes, in the end, I am not going to have the biggest legs. I'm not going to be the biggest mass monster. I may not be a world-class physique, but I am lean and muscular year-round with incredible internal health. And I'm telling you again, I will remind you that my incredible internal health feeds the aesthetic, not the other way around. Lastly, I will point out that there are dietary tricks that are going to give you more overall, either quick or extreme changes in your physique. Certain levels of caloric deficit, certain types of diet and carb cycling, things of that nature. But if you were to just day in and day out, regulate your diet from a purely health standpoint, down chain, if you were not to push yourself and put aesthetics ahead of your health, you will have greater, more improved health. And then down the line, you will have better aesthetics. It's a guarantee. Again, the amount of effort that I have to put in to maintain my physique at age 45 is relatively minimal in comparison to if I was to twice a year shoot for stepping on stage. Shooting to step on stage, shooting to have that photo shoot as a professional fitness model, as some of these influencers are, is not a model that's going to be sustainable for most people unless you get a paycheck for doing it. And also, it can compromise your health. Certain drugs, certain practices will absolutely be detrimental to your internal health over the long term, even though they might get you more immediate results when it comes to aesthetics. But if you were to play the long game, which everyone should be, do less and do better, putting your health as a number one priority, the aesthetics will come in the long run, and they will come as a byproduct of you making more overall positive decisions when it comes to your health. Daily walks, especially postprandial or after you eat walks, they really add up. Getting those steps in and staying active and not just vegging out. Now, I understand I'm not detached. I'm not a delusional influencer who doesn't realize that my schedule isn't the same as someone who works in an office setting or someone who is a delivery driver or someone who is working on certain construction sites, works in law enforcement. You can't just willy-nilly go for a walk whenever you feel like it. I understand that completely, and I'm painfully aware of that. I am not trying to come from some condescending point where I'm trying to say, do as I do no matter what is going on in your life. But there is ways, all of us, no matter what we do for a living and no matter how hard we are working, to find ways to get in more steps and to be more conscious of just staying on our feet and getting more active. Brisk walking throughout the day, making a conscious effort to do it, you will reap the benefits with mental health and physical health. Absolutely. It's conclusive science. Maybe that means for you, because of your job, because of your way of life, that it is you go to the gym or you get on a treadmill or you do, maybe it's weather outside, but finding a way to do it is going to make you reap the benefits in the long run so much more. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a 10-minute walk. They've done the science, or they've done the research, to show those 10-minute kind of brisk walks after meals are what gives you those optimum results. But maybe it's 5 minutes. Maybe it's just something. Just make that attempt to stay on your feet a little bit more every day. Park farther away. Walk around the grocery store at a little bit more brisk pace. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. These decisions will add up, and they will make a difference in your health and subsequently in the way that you look. When you are training, don't necessarily go for this program will get you the biggest glute development. This program will give you the best overall results in a quicker fashion. Train in the weight room. Make sure you're making those decisions as what's going to overall impact me the most positively. Head to toe, what can I do to positively impact my health the most? And that is going to be movements where your body is moving through the range of motion, as opposed to where your body is locked in and only limbs and extremities are moving through that range of motion. There's going to be a higher metabolic benefit. There's going to be a higher cardiorespiratory benefit. There's going to be a higher blood sugar benefit. The list goes on and on. And these things will add up, and you will reap the benefits in the long run. And the whole point, the whole priority, the whole meaning behind this podcast is to make sure that living a long time is a priority and that playing the long game is a priority, and it's something that we can do. So make those choices. Get outside. Try to stay indoors as infrequently as you possibly can. Like I said, I am coming from the position of someone whose eyes are open. I worked in office settings. I worked locked in an office. I worked in construction. I've worked manual labor jobs where I didn't get to make choices. I had to do what I had to do to not get in trouble by my boss and to get a paycheck. And I understand that. But if you can make a conscious decision, as you would to listen to your favorite podcast or watch your favorite TV show or wear your favorite jeans, whatever it is, those conscious decisions, you're like, I'm going to do this right now. If you can add in making a conscious decision to get outdoors more and more frequently, stay on your feet and get walking at a brisk pace, believe me, that adds up and it will make a positive impact in your body. But first and foremost, it's going to make a positive impact with your health. Okay. Don't necessarily train and eat to just get the quickest results from a fat loss, weight loss, or muscle gain perspective, because oftentimes the things that get you the quickest results are going to compromise your health. And the things that don't compromise your health or improve your health when it comes to the way that you eat and the way that you train will inevitably positively impact your physique and the way that you look in the long run. Always put your health first and make your aesthetics come as a byproduct of taking better care of yourself. Thank you very much. I love you. And in this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember, I do. Be good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Hey, everyone. I am Fran.
And I'm Tom.
And we are the co-hosts of the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast.
On the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast, we talk about native plants, obviously.
We have great guests.
My name's Joel, and I'm staying in room 123 at the Ramada Inn right now.
We have a lot of fun.
Which of the following was the name of Uli Lorimer's latest book? This book is actually in this room right now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And don't try and cheat and look up here because I turned it around. It's that book right up there. So you might be able to see part of it.
And we learn a lot.
We have the most biomass per acre in a redwood forest than any other place on the planet. And people are like, more than the Amazon? Yes, more than the Amazon.
So tune in, have a couple laughs, learn about nature, and help the planet while you're at it. Until then, keep it native.